All right, guys, so the month of October has some great sales holidays, and it's really cool to put together some marketing campaigns so that you can get the most out of this month's sales. So some big news. Number one is that Amazon have finally announced their Prime Day, and their Prime Day now is October 13th and 14th. Target, right after they announced it, also announced they're having a similar holiday in the same exact days. So it's kind of obvious that people are just kind of banking off what Amazon is doing with their Prime Day now. October 13th and 14th is going to be a huge sales holiday. It's about a month and a half before Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So it means that October could potentially bring tons of sales just as much as November and December normally do, which is great news. So for us, what that means is we should also bank off what Amazon's doing. They're going to be building a lot of anticipation, excitement for shopping come October 13th and 14th, which just happens to be the 2 days right after Columbus Day. So Columbus Day is normally a sales holiday anyways, the 12th, which is also on a Monday, and the 13th and 14th is then Prime Day. So what I would suggest you guys do is set up some integrated marketing campaigns for your website. That means with your graphics on your website, with your email marketing, sending broadcast emails, and even updating your Facebook ads to talk about this kind of stuff. Retargeting, that is. And just make sure that you have integrated everything with that messaging. So you can create your own branded sales holiday for that, just like Amazon did. So like Prime Day, you could call it whatever your store's name is, and then day, you know. Or you can just, call it a Columbus Day sale. But you want to make a big sale event out of it because people are going to be in the mode of shopping on the 13th and 14th. I think the article I read said that sometime or last year on Prime Day, I think it was 2019 Prime Day, they did more sales on that sales holiday than they did the entire Black Friday Cyber Monday, which is pretty incredible. So just so you know, this is going to be huge, and it won't disappoint. So definitely be prepared for it. Besides that, that's kind of the main thing in October. The next biggest thing would be Halloween. And Halloween is more of an event that's based around costumes and stuff like that, but it can still be an excuse to just make a sales holiday. Usually when we make sales holidays, we create a launch series of emails. So it's like four or five emails, kind of encompasses before the sales holiday, during the sales holiday, and after the sales holiday. Kind of like the classic launch sequence: pre-launch, launch, post-launch, and that's about it. So basically, it's mostly through email marketing. It can also be integrated into your Facebook campaigns. You can create custom Facebook campaigns for that if you're doing that, retargeting your product viewers and stuff like that, or even reaching out to a lookalike audience, that kind of stuff. But for high ticket, we usually are working with people that are already in the market to buy what we have to offer already, and then we're retargeting those interested parties through Facebook. So what you can do is on Facebook and through email, create these pre-launch, launch, and post-launch sequences of emails and ads. And it's a bit complicated to learn to set up, but once you learn it the first time, it's actually pretty simple. You can create everything as templates and then just republish and repost everything after that. So it's pretty cool. So Halloween could be a sales holiday. Any normal weekend is actually potentially a sales holiday weekend. I wouldn't suggest sending sale emails to your list every single day. Some companies do that, and it's a good way to get unsubscribes really quick. What you should do instead of doing that is during the week, send people either content from your website or just anticipation emails, and then on the weekend, send just the people who are engaged in your website the emails specifically about selling your products and buying from you right then and there. So in Klaviyo, you can see a list of people who are potential purchasers. It's a segment of people that are subscribed and also have looked at a product page within a certain amount of time. So I definitely recommend just emailing that list. Don't email your entire list. You can email anticipation emails to your entire list, your pre-launch emails basically, and then your launch emails and post-launch emails will just go to the list of people who are potential purchasers, which is people that have actually showed engagement. If you keep sending those emails to people who haven't showed engagement, more likely than not, they're gonna unsubscribe or mark you as spam. So you don't really wanna do that. So with email marketing, you gotta be kind of careful, but it's really important to do it that way. So just make sure you're doing that kind of best practices sort of stuff. And make sure that in your emails, you're providing all the different points that someone is looking for before they buy from you, which is basically conversion optimization 101 stuff. Social proof, brand recognition, you know, limited time, urgent, scarcity, sale kind of stuff. You know, all your unique selling proposition things that should be on your website already. Okay, make sure that stuff is in your actual email copy, and then have clear call to actions, embolden your links, and, you know, make it clear and put two or three different, you know, of the same link on there. Personalize your emails. That kind of stuff is really good. And, it, you know, when you get this down really well, then you'll be able to actually make a lot of money from just sending holiday sales email broadcasts. So it's one of the best ways to make the most of this. So again, Amazon has announced Prime Day is October 13th and 14th. It's coming up in 2 weeks. And that means let's prepare now. Let's prepare our stores and get the email marketing going, set up some Facebook campaigns, get some maybe custom banner graphics made for your website, that kind of stuff. You can either just make it as a Columbus Day sale, which is, you know, the 12th, or you can actually, you know, brand your own kind of sale, you know, kind of taking from what Amazon's doing. Either way is fine, but what you should do is definitely have something scheduled for that weekend, because Amazon is enormous, and that means that, you know, a ton of people are going to be online shopping. So if they get an email from you and email from Amazon, but you've got a better offer than Amazon, like we, you know, the way we compete with Amazon is we offer free gifts, discount coupons, add-ons, complete packages, you know, just, you know, a small business experience, more of a custom one-on-one hand-holding experience, you know, price matches, you can call to order, that kind of stuff. So yeah, you know, there's lots of reasons why people buy from us instead of Amazon, right? Our, you know, small boutique stores are more likely to get purchases for these high ticket items. Just make sure that everything is included in your email that's also on your website, so that it's, you know, it's uniform. And when people read the email and then go to your website, they see the same kind of thing. Your landing page should match the email content and vice versa. So make sure that that's done. You know, if you're into YouTube, and you have a following, make a video about it, you know, a series of videos, and send them out and promote those to your list as well. You know, it really depends. With the dropshipping stuff, most people aren't doing YouTube. But if, you know, if you can do it, then do it. So, you know, obviously it depends. Some niches are better than others. It's hard to do that with high ticket stuff, but it doesn't hurt to just get in front of your camera. Nowadays, more than ever, people are used to seeing people on Zoom calls, you know, and just kind of sitting at home in their home office. So it doesn't really matter anymore. You know, it used to be like, oh, well, you might not have a professional, you know, look if you just sit in front of your camera and, you know, in your home office. But now everybody's at their home office, no matter how big the company is. So get in front of your camera and start talking to your audience, you know, especially if you have an email list, you know, a big email list, or, you know, look at your Facebook pixel and see how many people are, you know, on your Facebook pixel and how many people have viewed your website. You know, you can retarget those people with Facebook ads, you can retarget them with Google ads, you can retarget them with emails, and you can get in front of them. So video is one of the best ways to do that, and just, you know, showing people who you are can build a lot of trust as well. So yeah, get prepared, guys. It's going to be really exciting. October is going to be a big month. I'm really excited about it. I'm getting everything prepared this weekend for the entire month, so I would recommend you do the same. After that, you know, obviously November has Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then you get the holiday sales. So the next 3 months, Q4, is going to be ridiculous. So, yeah, now's the time to get ready. I'm really excited. I'm going to be doing these weekly calls, just kind of one talking point each, probably somewhere around 10 minutes each call. If I get a comment, you know, on the live video, I don't see any comments going on right now, which is fine. I mean, I understand it's pretty early in the U.S. It's 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, so most people aren't able to make this call probably. But I'm going to do another call, you know, my time in the morning tomorrow, because I'm in Bali, which will be tonight in the U.S. So hopefully more people can make that call, and I'll talk about this same subject at that time too. But yeah, I'm going to be doing these weekly, and if you guys have any questions you want me to answer for the next call, you can just drop me a comment. I'll write it down, and we'll talk more about that. You know, thanks so much for listening, watching, and I'll see you in the next one, okay?